to episode 725 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Psalm 110 stands out not just as a testimony to David's own kingship, but prophetically points towards the Messiah, the ultimate king and priest. Written by David, it is both a coronation hymn and a glimpse into the eternal dominion of the Anointed One. The New Testament has numerous references to this psalm, indicating its importance in understanding the person and work of Christ. Verse 1, the Lord's exaltation. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool. Immediately, we are confronted with a divine dialogue. David refers to a conversation between the Lord, Yahweh, and my Lord, Adonai. This distinction shows two personalities, which Christian theology recognizes as God the Father and God the Son. Jesus himself cites this verse, asking the Pharisees to explain how David can call his descendant Lord, pointing towards the divine nature of the Messiah. Sitting at the right hand is a position of honor, authority, and power. It suggests a completed task, and in the context of Christ, it signifies his finished work on the cross. Verse 2, the reign of the Messiah. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Zion is often used in the Bible to refer to Jerusalem, especially the city of David, and the Temple Mount, representing the religious and political center of Israel. It is symbolic of God's dwelling place and his reign. This verse speaks of a divinely appointed rule that emanates from Zion, which we should understand as Jerusalem. While David was born in Bethlehem, his kingship and the center of his reign were established in Jerusalem. This psalm looks beyond David, prophetically pointing to the Messiah, who would have ultimate authority and rule. Zion, the city of David, becomes the birthplace of this powerful rule. The scepter signifies the Messiah's kingship, while rule in the midst of your enemies portrays a dominion that's global, powerful, and unchallenged. It foreshadows a time when Christ will reign supremely, and all opposition will be subdued. Verse 3, the willing subjects. Your people will offer themselves freely, on the day of your power, in holy garments, from the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Messiah's rule isn't one of coercion, but one where his subjects willingly, joyfully submit to him. The imagery of dew suggests freshness, renewal, and a new beginning, hinting at the regeneration and new life in Christ. Verse 4, the eternal priesthood. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In this divine oath, the Messiah's unique role gets underscored. Not only is he the king, but he's also an eternal priest. The reference to Melchizedek, a mysterious figure who appears in Genesis 14 and blesses Abraham, draws a line between the Old Testament and the New. Melchizedek was both king and priest, and this dual role is fulfilled perfectly in Christ. Unlike the Levitical priesthood, that was hereditary and temporal, Christ's priesthood is eternal, and based on his indestructible life. Verses 5-6, Judgment and Victory. The Lord is at your right hand, he will shatter kings, on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment, among the nations, filling them with corpses, he will shatter chiefs, over the wide earth. Here, the psalmist portrays the Messiah as a divine warrior. While the gospel message is one of grace, love, and salvation, it also speaks of Christ's return, in judgment. The Messiah's rulership will address every injustice, right every wrong, and establish a rule of righteousness. Verse 7, sustenance and triumph. He will drink from the brook by the way, therefore he will lift up his head. The imagery of drinking from the brook portrays the Messiah as refreshed and rejuvenated in his mission. While the first part of the verse conveys humility and dependence, the latter signifies victory and triumph. The dual role of Christ. Christ is not just our Savior but also our eternal High Priest, interceding on our behalf. This dual role assures us of his ability to save completely and understand our weaknesses intimately. The assurance of victory. While the world may seem chaotic, Psalm 110 assures believers of Christ's ultimate victory. Our call is to remain faithful, knowing that his reign is unshakable. the grace of voluntary submission. In Christ's kingdom, submission is not forced, but a loving, willing surrender. It's a reminder that our relationship with Him should be one of love and devotion. The imminence of judgment. As believers, the prospect of Christ's return should encourage us to live righteously, knowing that He will judge justly. The majesty of Melchizedek's order. The reference to Melchizedek holds profound significance. Melchizedek, the king of Salem and a priest of the Most High God, was unique in that he held both kingly and priestly offices. His very name means King of Righteousness, and he ruled Salem, which means peace. The author of Hebrews uses this figure to emphasize the superiority of Christ's priesthood over the Levitical order. Jesus' priesthood, after the order of Melchizedek, transcends time, ritual, and lineage. Christ's ultimate sacrifice. When we consider Jesus' dual role, it underscores the weight of His sacrifice. As both priest and victim, Christ's offering on the cross was perfect and complete. The interplay between His kingly and priestly functions deepens our understanding of His work on the cross and its eternal significance. Awaiting His return. The latter part of Psalm 110 serves as a sober reminder that history is moving towards a climactic moment of divine judgment. While Christ first came as a gentle Savior, He will return as a righteous judge. This dual aspect of Christ's mission is crucial for every believer to grasp. The psalmist paints a vivid picture of this awaited day, prompting us to live with an eternal perspective and a commitment to holiness. Psalm 110 invites each believer to a personal reflection. How do we view Christ? Is He merely a historical figure, or is He our reigning King and eternal priest? Do we live with an awareness of His imminent return? And the approaching day of judgment? This psalm beckons us to reaffirm our allegiance to Christ and to embrace fully His lordship over our lives. In a world filled with transient pleasures, shifting values, and temporal kingdoms, Psalm 110 stands as a beacon of hope. It reminds us that there is an eternal kingdom, an unchanging ruler, and a future where justice will finally prevail. For believers in navigating the challenges of contemporary life, this psalm offers comfort, clarity, and a call to unrelenting faithfulness. Psalm 110 offers a majestic view of the Messiah's dominion, bridging the Old and New Testaments and shedding light on the person and work of Christ. It's a testament to His unmatched authority, eternal priesthood, and forthcoming triumph. As we reflect on this psalm, let's anchor our faith in the unchanging, powerful, and eternal reign of Jesus, our King and Priest. The tapestry of Psalm 110, woven with threads of prophecy, priesthood, and kingship, provides believers with a rich, multifaceted view of Jesus Christ. It invites us into a deeper relationship with Him, one where we recognize His authority, appreciate His intercession, and anticipate His victorious return. Let this psalm be a compass for our souls, directing our hearts towards the eternal King and our eternal home. Father, as we ponder the depth of Psalm 110, we are overwhelmed by the grandeur of Your plan and the majesty of Christ's reign. Help us, O Lord, to hold fast to the hope we profess, knowing that He who promised is faithful. Anchor us in the truths of this psalm, that in every season of life, we might find our joy, purpose, and identity in Christ, our King and Priest. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.